friend. This is Deeper Life, and I'm your host, Alexis Teichmiller. I'm a writer, content creator, and a woman on a journey to finding more depth in life. If you crave soul-filling conversations and long for a stronger connection to yourself and others, consider this your safe haven. It can be hard to embrace who we are, let alone share that with the rest of the world. The Deeper Life podcast is a safe place to show up and hear conversations about relationships, emotional growth, and explore what it means to be vulnerable. If you're ready to dig deeper, I'm here to help you embrace who you are, reflect on your past, and connect with yourself. Welcome to A Deeper Life. Hello, friends. I am so excited to be back with you. I'm doing an IG live and simultaneously recording for the Deeper Life podcast. So, you know, we're multitasking. We've got all the things going on, and I'm just so thankful that this energy and that going live and posting it on the podcast has been helpful. I know that a lot of y'all have watched it and also listened to the podcast. So I like that it's accessible for whatever you need and when you need it and when you can listen. So I shared with y'all last week that I was kind of starting this new journey towards making better nutritional choices and moving my body more consistently and getting better sleep and drinking more water and taking a pretty extended break from drinking and cannabis and just kind of like doing a big reset on my health and my wellness. I feel like I've made the habit, which is not a bad habit, but in the past, I've mostly focused on my mental health, and I haven't always focused on my mental health and my physical health. And so if I had to choose in the past, I was always choosing focusing on my mental health instead of also prioritizing my physical health too. And so I would notice in cycles of depression or just really low seasons that my physical health would also suffer, but I would, you know, go to therapy and focus on, you know, helping and building coping mechanisms and honestly just getting help for my mental health, but not always my physical. So this is week two of me making those changes and being really intentional about my nutrition and movement. And I just want to let you know that I feel so good. One, because I'm actually doing what I say I'm going to do, which we know we've talked about builds confidence. It builds that self-esteem. And whenever we keep promises to ourselves, it helps us feel like I can really do what I say I'm going to do, which helps build up that confidence. And then also a side note that I did not expect was that meal prepping takes a very long time. Like, oh, I would say each time I meal prep on Sundays, it takes me about 4 or 5 hours, but it does save me so much time during the week, but it is taking me way longer to jump into the meal prepping than I thought it would. But cool. We have some people here. I'm really excited. Hi, everybody. Thank you for spending your lunch break, your coffee break, whatever it is with me. And I wanted to talk with y'all today, especially following up yes, Steph, it does take hours to, it takes hours to meal prep. I wanted to talk with y'all, especially after our conversation together last week around, you know, the 6 core elements of change or the phases of change, stages of change. I want to talk about the right timing because we talk about changing and wanting to change things in our lives. But there's also this pretty big element around timing that a lot of times we don't really talk about. And the patience that it takes to actually steward and hold that time before you make that decision. So it's like, okay, I've made the decision I want to change. Then what? Right? Maybe the timing isn't quite right. Maybe it's not the right time to quit your job. Maybe it's not the right time to move. Maybe it's not the right time to get married. I mean, there's all these different things that have to do with timing. And I can't just talk about change and transformation if we don't really address timing, right? So I wanted to talk about 3 core elements in my life where I've experienced this waiting period, right? Where I really learned the annoying skill of patience. And I say that with like so much honesty because patience sometimes is annoying. I don't want to wait. I want to do it right now. I want to make this change right now. I want to move right now. And there is something really to be said about what we learn in the waiting process. And so before we dig into kind of the content, I want to share some quick examples of where this has popped up in my life. is when I moved to Nashville, right out of college, I was 22 and I was dating my boyfriend that's now my husband, and he was finishing up his undergrad. He had another year, and I said, great, I'll move to Nashville. And then once you're done with, you know, your undergrad, then we'll get married. Right. I ended up living in Nashville for 5 years and we ended up doing long distance for essentially five and a half years. And that was a very long waiting process, right? We were both pursuing our dreams, and he ended up getting into grad school at a fantastic school. And it was an opportunity that I didn't want him to say no to. My career was taking off in Nashville. I wasn't actually ready to leave yet either. And so we were in this interesting stage of, I knew that I was going to be moving away from Nashville at some point in my life because my husband's a geologist, right? He's a scientist, and there weren't jobs in his specific field in Nashville. So I always knew and had the awareness that Nashville was short term. So I spent a lot of time waiting and wondering, how long am I going to be here? How long is this season of my life? And there was a time and a real mental shift where I stopped waiting and really embraced where I was and embraced the season I was in, because I knew that change was upon me. When? I didn't know, but I knew it was coming. And at the same time, I didn't want to stop living my life and stop enjoying and building connection and building roots just because I knew I was moving. And I ended up being there for 5 years. So I'm glad that I did have that mental shift. Another big shift where I had to wait for the right timing was when I quit my full-time job. I quit my full-time job July 2020, and it's July 2021. So it's actually, this past weekend was my 1 year anniversary of going full-time. I had my last full-time, you know, job on July 17th last year. And I knew that I wanted to quit my job before I did. You know, I had it in the back of my mind for months. And I needed to wait until I had saved enough money. Like, there were logistical things that were kind of standing in the way of, okay, I have this decision. I've made the decision I want to leave because I want to build up my own business. All right, now we're looking at timing, right? And the role that timing plays in when we actually make that decision. And so by the time I had made the decision that I wanted to leave, to when I actually left was about 4 to 6 months, give or take. And so I spent that time saving money, building up Deeper Life, launching the Deeper Life podcast, getting my first couple coaching clients, getting some interest on the consulting side, in affiliate marketing and marketing and business development. And there were some things I needed to do and get in place before I could really make that change. And so this is kind of what we talked about last week of, like, making those informed decisions, getting all the research, getting all the data and all the information so that we feel like we're making strategic decisions, right? Now, granted, not every decision that we make is going to be strategic. Like, not everything's going to line up perfectly. So I want to leave space for that. But there was an element of me leaving my job that I really wanted to be strategic about. And so that was a time where I had to, again, really steward and practice a lot of patience, because I knew that I was building something on the side and I was going to leave. But at the same time, I needed to stay dedicated and focused at my job and still get results. So it was an interesting dance I was playing, and, you know, gave me the opportunity to realize when was that right time. And so we'll get to that in a second. Then the third, which is where I'm at right now, like, literally in the middle of this, is I've always known that whenever we moved back to Illinois, because Matthew, my husband, works in South America for his job. He's home a month, gone a month, home a month, gone a month. And whenever we moved here, I knew that long term we would eventually find our way back to Houston, which is where we moved from. But I found myself feeling really drawn back to Houston quicker than I thought I would. And so now we're in this interesting stage where over the last month or two, we've made the decision, let's buy a house in Houston, and, you know, picked out the neighborhood downtown and close to things that are really important to us. And now we're in that waiting period, right? Because we set a goal to save X amount of dollars before we actually purchased a house. And again, in that waiting period, we've made the decision, we want to move back to Houston. We know the neighborhood, we know what kind of house we're looking for. and we know kind of our price range. And now we're in that saving period before we can actually make the decision. So again, back to that strategy, back to those resources, whether that's you need more time, whether that's you need more money, you need more support. And so that's kind of where I find myself. And I've never really had anyone talk about this, guys. Like, I've never really had anyone say like, yeah, you make decisions, but then there's also this interesting waiting period that we have to be patient in the middle of. And that's frustrating, right? Especially whenever you're trying to take empowered action and you're ready, you know, you feel that energy, you're ready to dive in. But there also is an element of strategy and making sure that the timing is right for you and strategic for you. And so how can we still make progress when we're in the waiting? And sometimes this shift can make you feel stuck, actually. And this is something I've experienced a lot in my life and honestly should have like a little MBA in or my master's in feeling stuck and getting out of that stuckness and feeling stuck again and then getting myself out is when you make a decision, you're ready, you have the energy, you're not actually taking the steps forward to actually quit the job, move, you know, whatever that decision is, go back to get your master's, go to school, whatever it is. But then there's this like time period where so much time goes back, you honestly start to lose that energy, you lose that momentum, and you lose sight of what does my future look like? And do I really want to make this decision? And you start second guessing. And so some signs that it might be ready to make a decision, or, you know, the timing element is, you know, you're thinking about it all the time, you are bored or you're hungry for a challenge, you feel little to no joy in your work or your life because you're in this waiting period and it's hard to find happiness or joy because all you want to do is actually make the change. And maybe you're even struggling to find value. You're struggling to find value in your work, you're struggling to feel valued because all you want to do is just change or make this decision and move forward. And so something that can really, really help us avoid this stuckness that sometimes follows after we've made the decision, but we're in between actually implementing the decision and starting the change, is to make an action plan, right? So I highly recommend if you're making a decision and you're really wanting to move forward with it, I highly recommend implementing that within 6 months, and create a 6 month time period. I think anything longer than 6 months can sometimes shift into like, this is a dream I have one day, or this is a goal I have one day, but you know, I might not be able to achieve it right now. That's okay. Let's just set that aside and let's focus on the changes that we could make within the next 6 months. And then start creating an action plan from that. And what that could look like is setting a date. So today is July 20th, 2021, when I'm recording this. So if you said by November 1st, I want to XYZ, even just saying that date and actually putting that out into the world and putting language to it can really help us start to build that momentum back. And so if we're wanting to make a change, but we haven't set a date for it, that's when things start to feel out of alignment. You can start getting confused about the decisions or changes that you want to make in your life. And so following up that decision with an action plan, very helpful. And so when you have that action plan, then build back from that, right? So I'm setting a date for November 1st. All right, what do I want to have done by August 1st, September 1st, October 1st, and start building out each month things that you can do to actually work towards that change, whether that's money you want to save or support or accountability that you want to involve in this change. And so it's really looking at this from a perspective of not always those quick impulsive actions, but those strategic actions, right? And as much as our world is very fast paced and very sometimes spontaneous, which can be fun and exciting and sexy, I also see our world lacking strategy and lacking long-term thought processes and looking at the long game. Sometimes we get in this mindset of like, I've got to have it now, I've got to do it right now. And I'm not saying that you should stay in situations right now that are hurting you, right? We're talking specifically about really strategic decisions in our lives or strategic changes we want to make. Sometimes those do mean that that's going to take a little bit more time to actually make those happen. Not everyone can just pick up their bags and move to a new city without planning. You know, not everyone can just quit their job without planning another job or starting a business. So, you know, that's what I'm talking about, those long-term strategy of how we're actually going to make that happen. And setting that goal will allow you to feel like you're having momentum, that you're having like solid energy towards that change. You know, I have people in my life who have really big goals, and, you know, something I've watched them do and that I'm implementing is setting, you know, goalposts essentially, or timelines for when they want to be implementing those things. And, you know, something that my husband and I recently sat down in about was just not having the focus of, okay, we say we want to do these things. We say these things are important to us, but when are we going to do this? When are we going to implement this? And so, you know, we sat down and we said, hey, we bought a house in January that we've been fully gutted and are paying 100% out of pocket for all the renovations. And we've gone back and forth of whether we're going to live in it or not. And then we always knew it was going to be a long-term rental property, but now we are going to actually make it a short-term rental property and do an Airbnb instead. And those choices, right, went a lot like up and down like a roller coaster. But then we made the decision. It's like, all right, when do we want to have a renter in the house? Like, when do we want to have a renter in the house? And we're like, all right, September 15th, that's 2 months from now. So now our timeline has really sped up because we actually set a goal and we're working towards that over the next 2 months. Same with paying off student loans. I paid off my student loans and my car over the past 2 years. And so that was a really big financial goal for me. It was just, you know, having no debt, essentially. And then with Matthew's master's, you know, there's some student loans there. And so, okay, we want to pay off student loans. We want to pay off student loans. When do we want to have those student loans paid off? And how much are we going to pay on those every single month? All right. So now that we know that, let's shift into how much money do we want to save for a house? When do we want to buy that house? And how much money do we have? And how much money do we need to save in order to make a down payment on that house? And so that's what I mean by making those changes, but also setting out a very real, very calculated and focused plan to make that happen. Because sometimes when we don't have clarity, we feel really frustrated. Like, we don't feel in control. And granted, there are elements of life that we cannot control, right? I'm absolutely holding space for that. But there are also a lot of things in our lives that we can control and that we do have, you know, empowerment and autonomy over our choices. And so when we can shift into that mindset of like, I have control over how much money I save. I have control over, you know, the timeline of when we get this investment property onto the Airbnb market. I have control over that. And so shifting into this mindset of, I don't really know, and yeah, that's something I really want to do, but I'm not really sure, and I don't really know when that's going to happen. And that's okay. I've lived there. Maybe you're there right now. That is such a normal place to be. I want to normalize the not knowing. And at some point, we shift into needing to know. You know, how long can we live without clarity? How long can we go through our days without having focus and without having goals and dreams and that energy towards making changes in our lives that are good for us, that are good for our mental health, our bodies, our finances, all the areas, our spirituality? And so I think that was a really big element that I realized that I kind of missed last week whenever we were talking through those six stages of change. And if you haven't had an opportunity to listen to that podcast, 10 out of 10 recommend, not because of me, but because of the content, because of, you know, I pulled from a couple different methods and scientific methods and things that I've been learning and researching myself. And it's just really helpful to put language towards those steps of change. But something I realized I missed was the timing of the change and really getting clear on what that looks like for us. So I hope this was helpful for you and gave you some some new perspectives to and hopefully new energy towards some of the goals and changes that you've wanted to make in your life, and really getting clear on what might be standing in your way. And addressing those or just acknowledging those can be really powerful. And at the same time, we can't stay there forever, right? Do you want, well, I mean, we can stay there forever. Do you want to stay there forever? Is that a place that, you know, you feel like you're growing in? And how can we foster and steward an environment and our choices in a way that honestly kind of set us up for a lot of happiness and a lot of clarity and a lot of momentum? So thank you for spending time with me today. I'm just always honored to get to spend time with y'all. And I know that time is so precious, right? Talking about time. And I'm just thankful that we get to spend some time together today. So if you are enjoying the podcast, I would love for you to leave a review. Reviews bring me a lot of joy and honestly kind of help me keep this going in a lot of ways, just hearing what you're learning. And if you're watching live, thank you so much. And you can always jump over to the podcast if you missed some of this live. It'll be on the podcast soon. So thank y'all, and I hope you have an amazing day.